annual report 2018 to 2019 that was just published, page 30, you state that there has been an increase in rateable properties. So 2017 to 18, there were 1,375 net new dwellings. And 2018-2019, there were 1,345 net new dwellings, which is more than fulfilling our population growth target. Given that Glenira has continued to more than meet this target, why you, our elected representatives, why do our structure plans not reflect the bulk of the resident concern on height for development for our municipality? If you read those submissions, the structure plan does not reflect the community bulk expectation.
Okay, Mr. Torres, do you want to have a crack at that one, or would you like to hear from the councillors? Yeah, that was directed at the councillors, wasn't it?
Anyone who would like to reply, please.
Okay, let me give you one example of why. As many people would know, we put our draft planning scheme amendments for the structure plans to the government to give us permission to exhibit in January this year for Bentley and Carnegie. We are yet to receive permission to exhibit because the department has, I think it's fair to say, some concerns about some of the aspects on it. Those concerns are about whether we're adequately catering for the population growth that they're expecting us. So that's the context in which we do our planning work.
We seem to be exceeding the 800 or so per annum to meet the expectation that the state government, when it divvies up the municipalities, so we seem to be romping it in.
Yeah, currently we are, but I think they're also looking at long-term projections over the next 50 years or more to make sure that we can continue to
meet our projections over that period. Yep, and I'm aware of those figures. Thank you.
Okay.